Hello, I'm Luke Milner, ICIS Markets Editor, and joining me today for this video is Vicky Ellis, the European Methanol Editor. Vicky, you're just back from the conference in Hamburg, where you were meeting around 200 market participants. Not that I'm sure you had time to speak to them all personally. But
I gave it a good try.
How was it?
Yeah, it was great. It was a little bit drizzly. Hamburg, I don't think it's known for its bright sunshine, but that was fine. And it was very nice to meet everybody. I've not met everyone in the industry yet, so yeah, good opportunity to mingle and network, and yeah.
Fantastic.
But, yeah, it was a lovely boat cruise as well, up and down the River Elbe. Oh. So that was also nice, good time just to meet everybody face to face too.
And what was the backdrop to this conference? I mean, as we're ending the second quarter of the year, starting to think about the third quarter, what's been going on looking back over the last couple of months?
Okay, so the backdrop to the market, well, as I was saying, we're on the banks of the River Elbe. Yes. Sometimes the waterways of Europe can prove a bit of a challenge for the methanol industry. But actually, the second quarter, things are actually were not a problem, really. Complete contrast, I have to say, to the beginning of the year when the river levels were as low as 60 centimetres in some places. So I'm sure that'll be a bit of a relief for some of the players. At that time, at the start of the year, spot prices had been pressing ever upwards. It was a bit of a late Christmas present for some of the producers. And the first quarter European contract price, or ECP, settled at an increase of 107 euros a tonne. To sort of the mid-300s per tonne, so pretty bullish. And that strong momentum continued through the first quarter, partly a bit of a hangover from that logistical headache with the Rhine, and also we were kind of trying to keep pace with kind of global prices in Europe. So I think that did actually help to bring some more product into the region. So pretty bullish start for Q1, I have to say.
Oh, so interesting. How are you expecting it to look then as we look to the second half of the year?
Well, the Rhine problems, as I said, they've cleared up. We've had the wave of spot prices have sort of fell away down to around the high 200 euros a tonne. And now in June, the market has tipped from balanced to long. So I guess it'll be a question of seeing how that market balance continues. The reason that it's so balanced or slightly long is that most plants in the region or feeding the region are believed to be running, with the exception of one plant really, Total's Leuna, or Miederhelm, also is known as. It's close for a turnaround, and it had a fire at the refinery a few weeks ago, and having said that, the methanol unit is not believed to be affected. Haven't confirmed this, but I think perhaps that's not having a major issue or much of an issue, much of an impact, on the market at all.
So not too many people running around distressed at the conference then?
No, not at all. things are pretty calm, actually.
So interesting. And what would you say were the other main takeaways from the conference?
Okay, so the conference, China seemed to be one of the big themes. I mean, it's continuing to drive the market and influence the European market. So, slight talk on how that's going to continue to influence Europe. I mean, it's such an enormous consumption in China that when that drops off, it leaves a bit of surplus material. So people have always got an eye on that. Another theme I think we picked up on was volatility. It's really on the radar now, whether Europeans like it or not, because as one of the conference speakers from Statoil said, methanol is being led more than ever before by trends seen in the energy and fuel markets. So I think that is definitely something to keep an eye on. There was some positive outlook from a presentation from Dynia, and they said that they were kind of forecasting some growth in the formaldehyde market. It's the largest derivative of methanol. So they said that could be good news for methanol. Also, another analyst said that the global market for vinyl acetate monomer could grow 2.9% a year over the next few years. So also could be seen in a positive light for methanol. And last but not least, you did ask me this earlier on, and I'm finally getting around to it, but price-wise, approaching the third quarter, people are looking at what the third European contract price will be. Given that spot prices have fallen off quite drastically and dramatically I think most buyers, if not all buyers, will be hoping and pushing for a decrease. We haven't had any firm numbers floated yet, so I think the negotiations will take some time, but we will hear a bit more news from that in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, excellent. So it sounds like it was very interesting and that things are going to carry on being very interesting. So thank you very much for that, Vicky, and thank you for watching. If you'd like to know more or indeed get the latest market news and pricing, please check out the ICIS dashboard for ICIS here in London. I'm Luke Milner.